Hey there, VO friends. This is Heidi, and this is the email newsletter in audio form for March 18th, How to Sell Yourself. Do you get really anxious when you're about to email a potential client? Or what about connecting with someone on LinkedIn, maybe emailing a possible agent? Being in this business in VO, it does require us to sell ourselves. And what exactly does that mean, selling ourselves? I'm not talking about going door to door, manning a cart in the mall. Do they even have those anymore? It's been a long time since I've been in a mall. At the very beginning of my career, I used to think, you know what? I'll just sit quietly by and hope people approach me and need a voiceover because I was scared. Instead, I should have been seeking out where my potential clients were and then communicate to them how I can help solve their problems. And why was I so afraid to do that? Well, I think that the answer was because I was unsure of my value. I didn't know what to say or how to communicate it. But I'm going to tell you how you can do that for yourself in just a second. But really quick, just some reminders. Adobe Audition, taught by Larry Hudson, is coming up on March 25th. And then Kurt Bonham is teaching our audiobook class. It's virtual and it starts April the 2nd. It's very comprehensive if you're interested in creating an audiobook career. And then we've got Richard Redfield, who is just a well-known promo and trailer director. He's directed Wonder Woman trailers. I mean, so many things, like hundreds and hundreds of them. And he is going to be leading a workshop, a promo and trailer workshop in person with us on May 4th. If you're not in Atlanta, you can still take the workshop and you can just do it virtually. Back to selling ourselves. That sounds so weird, doesn't it? Well, when I was trying to, you know, sell myself as a voiceover talent, I felt like I was being annoying. But when you know your value, what you bring to the table to clients, you realize how much that client actually needs you. It's not being annoying, you're helping solve problems. And by understanding your value and what makes you unique and interesting, you'll be armed with more confidence to sell yourself. First of all, how can you determine your value? Number one, gather data. Ask your coaches or other voice talent for input and feedback on what makes your voice unique and interesting, not just female voice talent, but is it quirky? Is it a little bit, do you have like a little bit of a lisp? What is it that makes your voice unique and interesting? Number two, understand what's valuable in the VO industry. And let me just give you a few of the top things. What's valuable in the voiceover business? One, broadcast quality home studio. Two, quick turnaround time. Three, availability. Four, takes direction well. I didn't number these on my paper. Your acting ability, improv experience. If you have improv experience, that is very valuable in this industry, as well as stand-up comedy. And not only that, but what's your personal professional background? Were you in the medical field, finance? Did you write e-learning modules? More than likely, your knowledge or experience in a certain field can really help with voiceovers related to that. Can you do sound-alikes? This could be very helpful for ADR work and sometimes commercials. As you progress in your career, you will be able to add to this list because you'll start to see what your clients are drawn to from you. Number three, search out pain points or problems that your clients face. This is why it is so important to keep reading newsletters like this one. Subscribe to company newsletters you'd like to work with. Go to conferences or online forums for brands or companies you want to work with. And just stay in the know. This industry changes constantly. So a problem that your clients face this year may not be the same problem 10 years later. And when you know the issues that your clients face, you can better come up with ways you can help solve them. And when you're aware of how you can solve someone's problem, it won't feel like selling. It's just helping. Once you become sure of your value and what you bring to the table, it will make sending an email to a potential agent or reaching out to a potential buyer on LinkedIn or even just approaching a brand at a conference so much easier. Now, when you sell yourself, I want you to think of these things. Number one, how can I help solve their problem? Two, What is my unique value? I've never received one email from a talent looking to get on our roster that has communicated their value. Not one single one. Don't make someone else do the hard work of figuring out who you are and what you can bring to the table. Spell it out. They may or may not be looking for that, but if you don't tell them, you have even less of a chance of selling yourself. Number 3, focus on a relationship. They may not need you now, but that doesn't mean they won't tomorrow. If it's someone you're sure could use what you have, establish a relationship and it will come. Plus, if you have a friend that tells you about a cool product you have to try, do you feel like they're selling it to you? Just create that relationship and the selling will just be telling.